I'm going to write a song with the number 5 in it. This is the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, Friday edition. I'm Paul Harris, your 20% host, giving 100% of the effort. And thank you for listening. Thank you for following me on Twitter, at Paul Harris Show, and checking out the Paul Harris page on KTRS.com. Now it's your chance to play the challenge. We do it every Friday at this time. If you haven't played in the last month, you can play right now by calling 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, and on your cell phone, *KTRS. We will try to squeeze in some knuckleheads in the news this hour, which we missed last hour. And, of course, Mike Evans will be along after 5:30 as well. Let's jump right into our challenge today with our first contestant. Hello, Bob.
How's it going?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity. This is the only place in the broadcasting world where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain. Use it to shout out to your family. Use it for a commercial endorsement. Use it to suck up to your girlfriend who you did something wrong to earlier this week. Whatever you like, Bob, it's your 5 seconds. Go.
Well, I pretty much got everything under control, so I'm going to give a shout-out to my old grade school, Holy Family, down there off Oak Hill in the city.
All right.
For life.
All right, Bob, we have the semi-random category computer right here. Let me turn it on. Inside there are the questions and categories. They get jumbled up every week and spit out onto my screen right here. And category one is, have you been paying attention? This is a category we have every week based on things that have happened in the news in the last 7 days. So have you been paying attention? Or you can have the natural world, or you can have moist movies.
Ooh. I think I'll go with the paying attention deal.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. We start you with a one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. When the buzzer sounds at 60 seconds, we tally up your points. And if you've got 8 or more, you win something, Bob.
All right, we'll give it a whirl.
If only there were someone here who could tell us what it is you win.
Yay! The prize man!
Alright, Paul, we have Old Town Donut Shop, a free dozen donuts in Florissant, Missouri, right there on Florissant Road.
As Homer Simpson would say, Old Town.
And we have free movie tickets to a Werenberg Theater.
Yeah. I was just in a Werenberg Theater last night, the big screen at DePere, to see Zero Dark Thirty. That's a great theater.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
And that about wraps up the prizes, Paul.
But it is a prize package to the value of well over
$1 million.
Taxes not included. Bob, your category is, have you been paying attention? And I, of course, have to warn you that if you don't get to the prize level of 8 points or more, you'll be punished. You know that, right?
Bingo.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Bob, how many players were elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame this week?
A big fat zero.
Correct. Which of these will not be a new player piece in the game Monopoly this year? A robot, a television, or a guitar?
We'll go a television.
You're correct. What is the denomination of the new coin that was suggested this week be minted by the U.S. government to help pay down the debt?
The $1 coin.
The $1 trillion coin.
Oh, boy.
Ex-presidents used to get 10 years of this after leaving office, but a new law signed this week will give it to them for life. What is it?
Immunity.
No, Secret Service protection. Here's your five-pointer. What did a customer ask for on his cheesesteak sandwich at Subway that caused employee Lawrence Ordone to allegedly threaten to kill him? Was it ketchup, onion rings, or cheese whiz?
We'll go with cheese whiz.
It's ketchup. I didn't know this, but Subway restaurants do not have ketchup.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
And when the guy insisted, the clerk was not happy about that. By the way, Monopoly is going to add a new game piece this year. They're considering a robot, a guitar, a helicopter, a diamond ring, but not a television.
Oh.
So, Bob, you got the one and the two, and that's only 3 points, and it means that we have to start the challenge today by punishing you. Mm. I'm sorry about this. But you may have heard that Lance Armstrong is considering apologizing or admitting to doping during those years of the Tour de France. He's probably going to do one of those sit down and weep with Oprah kind of interview shows. When I heard that, I thought, let's go to the archives. October 29th, 2005, Lance Armstrong sings.
Singing.
Here comes.
Oh, girl, I love This is totally cool. I'm begging you for hugs.
Okay, all right, okay. That, wow. That's enough right there.
Glorious.
Yes, Bob. I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks for playing. Let's move on to our next contestant now. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm a part owner of CrossFit O'Fallon in O'Fallon, Missouri. It's on 802 Midpoint Drive, right off of Veterans Memorial Parkway.
All right. Categories are the natural world, moist movies, or we had a new third category called the international page. Which one would you like, Mark?
Let's go moist movies.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Eight or better to win. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In the first Jaws movie, which actor killed the shark?
Richard Dreyfuss.
Roy Scheider. At which national landmark did Daryl Hannah appear naked in Splash?
Statue of Liberty.
Correct. Who played the defecting sub-captain in The Hunt for Red October?
Would that be Sean Connery?
It would be. Who surfaced from the water in a tiny red bikini in the 2002 Bond movie Die Another Day?
I'm not sure. I don't know. Bridget Nielsen. I don't know.
Bridget Nielsen? No, it was Halle Berry.
Here's
the five-pointer. Who played the captain of the ship in the original Poseidon Adventure?
I don't know. I'm thinking Ernest Borgnine.
No, Ernest Borgnine was the ex-cop who was part of the group that tried to get out through the hull of the ship. Leslie Nielsen was the captain.
Wow. Oh, with dark hair, too. Didn't he have dark hair?
That's correct.
Oh, man.
That's correct. And he stands on that bridge, and that wave comes, and
yeah.
Goodbye, Leslie. Mark, you got the two and the three, and that's only five. Lance?
You make me feel like Al Capone, who was a robber. Please, please blow a kiss in me.
Okay, that's enough. I'm sorry you didn't win, Mark, and I'm sorry you had to be punished.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend. Here's our next contestant. Bob, welcome to the Big 550.
Thank you, Paul. Pleasure to be here.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I'm just a working stiff, and I'm a big fan of Paul Harris and harrisonline.com.
Thank you for the plug. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Sure.
Categories are the natural world, the international page, or our new third category, miscellaneous matters.
Miscellaneous matters, please.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Bob, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which tennis star announced that he had AIDS in 1992?
Pass.
The UN agency WHO was founded in 1948. What does WHO stand for?
World Health Organization.
Correct. Who was the first U.S. president to veto a bill? Don't think too hard on this one. The first U.S. president to veto a bill.
George Washington.
Correct. Which landmark was a Canadian named Fran Phipps, the first woman to reach in 1971?
Pass. And I'll go back and I'll say Arthur Ashe on the...
You're correct. What was the first word Annie Sullivan taught Helen Keller to spell in the manual alphabet?
Yikes. Apple.
It was water. What was the landmark that Canadian woman was the first to reach in 71?
Oh.
Take a shot.
Paul, I have absolutely no idea.
Well, it wasn't that far for her to go. It's not like somebody from Brazil was going there. The North Pole.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Let's see how you did, Bob. You got the one, the two, and the three. It could be an all-punishment day. We may have to switch to the alternate.
Yes, we have.
Well, we have the worst part song? Is it sounds like me singing, Paul.
Lance?
Two, three, four. Taking you out for dinner.
know what? Recue that just in case.
All right.
Wow. You never know. Bob, I'm sorry you didn't win. We've had a Mark and two Bobs, and they have both blown it today. So let's see what Dustin can do. Hi, Dustin. How are you?
I'm doing good, Paul. How are you doing?
Good. 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Just want to say hi to all the other Quest drivers. I've called in before and said the same thing.
Okay.
So I'll do it again.
Two categories left, the natural world or the international page?
I'll do the natural world.
60 seconds on the clock. Dustin, let's play the Harris Challenge. What animal are you most likely to find a pearl inside?
An oyster.
Yes. Which contains a higher percentage of water, a raw apple or a cucumber?
A cucumber.
Correct. What is the only continent where no wheat is grown?
Antarctica.
Correct. On average, whose heart beats faster, a woman or a man?
A woman.
Correct. Which consonant is the one-letter chemical formula for diamond?
C. I don't know. Is that what you're trying to ask? I don't know.
That is what I'm trying to ask. Diamonds are made of carbon. C is for carbon. There you go.
Wow.
That's a clean sweep, Dustin. That was a good guess. By the way, cucumber, 96% water. Apple, 84%.
Wow.
So, Dustin, you got them all, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
All right. Thanks,
you're
Paul.
Going to dinner and a movie on us. And let's bring in our final contestant now, Robbie. Welcome to the show.
How you guys doing today?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Head over to shoe-dog.com. It's a real treat.
You know, when somebody says that with nothing else, I wonder if you should.
There's funny stories on there. It's a good time.
Okay. Is it NSFW, as we like to say?
It's good for work.
Okay. It's good for not working. I understand. All right, Robbie, you have one category left. It's the international page. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock, and let's play the Harris Challenge. In what Libyan city were U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens and three colleagues killed on September 11th last year?
Oh, I don't even know any Libyan cities. We'll go Kenya.
That's a country. Benghazi is the answer. What country was Slobodan Milosevic the president of from 1989 to 2000?
Russia.
Yugoslavia. Which nation did the U.S. buy the Virgin Islands from in 1917 for $25 million?
Who knows?
I know.
What was the question again?
Which nation did the U.S. buy the Virgin Islands from in 1917 for $25 million?
I ain't even going to make a mess. Yes, I'll say the United Nations.
No, Denmark. Which nation was Haile Selassie the emperor of beginning in 1930?
China.
Ethiopia.
Haile Selassie.
Haile Selassie.
Oh.
I'm going to give you the 5-pointer here just because I want to save the question for some other time. You got 5 points, Robbie. Congratulations.
All right.
Unfortunately, that means I had to punish you. And once again, we take you back to October of 2005, when the world thought Lance Armstrong was a good guy. He was a champion. He was an athlete. What he wasn't so much was a singer.
2, 3, 4.
Robbie, that's how we play the Harris Challenge, and you, like three of your colleagues today, got punished, and I'm sorry about that, but I'm glad you played, and I hope you have a good weekend. We play the Harris Challenge every Friday right after the 5 o'clock news, about 5:15 or so, here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.